I am James. I'm the youth pastor at Hillview, and this is the part of the service where if you are kind of between the ages of 4 and 14, then you want to be listening up, because I'm wondering this morning how many sweets you ended up eating over Christmas and New Year. I know that just before Christmas, I got some new jeans. I thought I'd gone down a couple of inches in my waistline. I'll get some new jeans and I'll make sure that they are tight. And I'll make sure that I don't go up in the next year. At the end of Christmas Day, eating all of those sweets, I had two buttons undone on the top of those jeans. And I didn't really stick to my resolution at all. Would any of you like to tell me what your favourite sweet is? Just shout out, what is your favourite sweet?
Toxic waste.
They blow my head off. I don't know if you've ever had toxic waste, not actual toxic waste. If you've got that, I'm sure there are services that could get rid of that for you. And chocolate hippos. I've never even had chocolate. I'm seeing a theme developing here. I want to share with you this morning my favourite sweetie. If I could get my glamorous assistant Becky up for a minute. That's it, Becky. She has got in there. Does anybody want to guess what my favourite sweetie is? I'll tell you one thing. It's not chocolate. It's not marshmallows, but we're getting there. What? Ooh, even closer. Jelly babies. There, Hanukkah's got it. There we go. Becky, would you like to just see what we've got here this morning with us? All right, jelly babies. I'm going to tell you a little story about jelly babies. We're going to need probably 6 volunteers later on. So if you're in the mood for sucking on a jelly baby for a few minutes, then get ready. Okay, well, firstly, they didn't start off life as jelly babies. They arrived just after the First World War. They were called peace babies because they wanted to make a sweet that was that represented what peace was like. And there's nothing less peaceful, if you ask me, than a baby. But they made these sweets, and they made them in the colours of various countries that were in the First World War. Well, the Second World War came around and they stopped making sweets. As if the war wasn't bad enough, they stopped making sweets. And so jelly babies stopped. But just after the Second World War, somebody who was a Christian bought the factory where jelly babies were made. They changed the name from peace babies to jelly babies. And what I'm about to share with you about jelly babies will blow your mind. It blew mine, right, when I first heard it. I don't just like jelly babies because of the taste, or because they are chewy, or because they fill you up more than any other sweet. I don't just like them because of all of those things. I like them because of what they say. Have you ever heard what the jelly babies say? I kid you not, I'm deadly serious here, okay? Becky, would you open the box of jelly babies for me? Will you also verify that is a new box of jelly babies that I haven't tampered with? All right. I promise you this will blow your mind. Okay. Whose favorite jelly baby is the black one? All right. I need somebody out the front here who wants to suck on a black jelly baby. Let's not spoonerize that. On a black jelly baby this morning. Becky, if you could just stand at the front there next to the music stand. Can we have one of the children who, there we go. All right. Now, it's very important. Very important that you don't kill the baby, all right? Okay, so if you could, open the packet, find a black jelly baby. I've made this really difficult for you, haven't I? Yeah, I told you, brand new packet, not tampered with at all. This is the first test. All right, so you can find... Okay, right. Do you want to hold the jelly baby? Okay.
Don't
fight the jelly baby. Don't kill the jelly baby. Don't chop its head off. If you put it in your mouth and just suck off the flour from the jelly baby and then take the jelly baby out of your mouth, okay? Don't do this at home with your food at the table. But
so just pop it in your mouth and lick off that white stuff that's all over the jelly baby. I'm serious. Don't you trust me? Do you want to? I'll tell you what, Becky. Why don't you do it first?
Right, just lick off the white stuff from the jelly baby. Yeah, no, serious. Roll it round your mouth for a few times. All right. And now take it out of your mouth. Okay. Now what is on the belly of it? Have a little look and see what's on the belly of the jelly baby.
Show it over here. Close up.
There's something on the belly of the black jelly baby. Have you deformed the black jelly baby? In case that's not a very good example, what is actually on the belly of the black jelly baby is a heart. Okay? A heart. Can you see it? Do you want to show?
Sorry, what's your name?
Imogen.
Imogen. You want to show Imogen? But there's a little heart.
Is there a heart on there? Yes. Perfect. That little heart, the reason that there's a little heart on the black jelly baby is that this Christian man who bought the Jelly Baby factory, okay, he wanted the Jelly Babies to tell a story. And on the black Jelly Baby, there is a black heart to show that we as human beings have black hearts sometimes, don't we? We are sinful people. We do things that are wrong. We do things that God didn't design us to do. And so he made the black Jelly Baby tell the story of how we as human beings have a black heart. Okay, eat that. Black jelly baby, put that in your face. Right, green jelly baby time.
Imogen, thank you so much for your supervision.
That's very important. All right, who wants the green jelly baby? All right, come on out. And your name is?
Hermione.
Hermione. Oh, Hermione. Wonder where that came from. Okay, green jelly baby time. Do you want to pick out a green jelly baby and lick off that white stuff from it and... Don't kill him. All right. And once it's all... Have a look at him. Now, what is he doing? Can you see? Look really closely. What's he doing? Look at his face. He's crying. That's right. The green jelly baby shows that this is how upset God is that our hearts are black and are full of sin, you know? So the green jelly baby tells the story of a God who is so upset with how the world has turned out and how sinful we've become. That he needs to do something about it. He really wants people to not have this black heart. So you can pop that green jelly baby in your mouth and not spoil your dinner. Well done. Thank you very much, Hermione. All right. Who wants the red jelly baby? Red jelly baby time. Let's go over here. Yeah, let's go over here. This time, red jelly baby. Okay, same drill again. Lick off that white stuff from the jelly baby and see what the story reveals. Okay, what is on the belly of this red jelly baby? Can you see? Is it easy to make out that one?
No.
No, it's not.
Is it a cross?
No, not quite. Or at least I don't think it is. Shouldn't be. Shouldn't be, unless the mould's gone all wrong. The mould wasn't the white stuff that you...
is there another red one? Maybe that one just got a bit overweight. Have another little go with the red one.
You picked the right one, didn't you? Pick the right one. Can you?
That one's even worse.
No. Okay. It's a bee.
She's making it up. She's making it up. There's actually a bee on the front, which
is pretty obvious and clear, isn't it, really? You just want it to eat sweets.
Cheeky! But there's a bee on the front. That bee stands for the body and the blood, okay, of Jesus. Because the way that God wanted, because he was so upset that we had that black heart, the way he fixes that is by sending Jesus, who in his body and his blood paid the price for that black heart that we have in order to open the way back up to him. So that's what the little red jelly baby says. So go on, you can have your second one. All right. But no more. You'll spoil your dinner. All right, pink time. Pink jelly baby time. Right over there. Go. Oh, we've got a fight for that. Who's going to get there first? There's more. Don't worry. There's more. Okay. What was I say? What?
There's pink in. There's no pink. There's a pink and there's a red. There's a pink.
They're very, very close. They're very close. Get see if you can get the pink one out. Whilst you're doing that, and you can enjoy this pink one, but I'll this little pink one, out of all of them, this is the jelly baby that looks the most like a little baby, okay? And suck off the kind of white stuff from it and have a little look at it. And it's got like a little dummy in its mouth, and it's got like a little curl of hair on there. And that's the little baby. All right, that's the little baby out of the jelly babies, and it means, it symbolises, it talks about new life, because when we accept what Jesus has done in his body and his blood and the sacrifice of that, then we are, the Bible says we're born again. You know, we have new life. We're a new creation and we're become a child of God. So that's what the pink jelly baby says. So then we need the yellow jelly baby, and I know there's yellow jelly babies in there, and I'm having none of it. So pick out a yellow jelly baby and lick off the white stuff from that, and look at what the yellow jelly baby is wearing. What is it wearing? Can you see?
It looks a bit like a penguin.
It's not wearing a penguin.
Look. It's not wearing anything.
Good grief.
It's got a big button.
Have a little look at what it's wearing. Is it? Around its neck, it's wearing a necklace. It is. I promise you, it is. Even
it's proof on the packet.
It's wearing a necklace around its neck. All right, and the necklace symbolises the riches of heaven that God gives us when we accept Him. And when we die, we go to heaven. He's giving us incredible riches. So that's what the yellow jelly baby represents. And finally, there's an orange one. Thank you very much, you two. Finally, there's an orange one. Who wants the orange? Who? George, yeah, it's time to go, George. There you go. All right. Perfect. All right. And all right, and the orange one. You get the last one. That's very good indeed. All right. See, if you lick off the white stuff from the orange one. Have a look at what the orange one is wearing. Yes. That's right. It's wearing a kind of belt, and actually, it's where it will. It could be a belt. It could be one of them. You know, what are those really embarrassing things that your dad wears on walks? Bum bags. It's wearing a bum bag, right? It's wearing one of these things that, you know, you go out and walk and you put all the stuff that you need to be prepared for this walk. And the orange jelly baby says we've got to be prepared because we've got to wait for Jesus who's coming again. So we need to be prepared and ready to leave when Jesus comes again. And that's the story of the jelly babies. I haven't just made that up. That's actually the story that has been put into the jelly babies. And that's what they say. And that was because this Christian bought the jelly baby factory and said, I want to tell people about Jesus through these jelly babies. It's incredible. It blows my mind. So anytime you've got a packet of jelly babies with your friends, you can now tell the story of Jesus and what Jesus has done through your jelly babies. And you can have a good time eating them at the same time. So it's a win-win situation. Thank you very much. We're going to put these jelly babies somewhere where the kids can get them. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to sing again now, and